The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge. Skill Alexander. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Kelly Midland Bidlin is here as well. By the way, the nickname Midland, he earned it for his propensity to want to middle bets, correct?
That's why you got that. Often live betting stuff, that kind of, you know, haven't done it nearly as much the past few years just because we were on the air always while all the games were going on. So,
right.
You know, looking forward to getting back into that a bit.
They don't call you Kelly Stand Pat.
That's right, Bidlin. Man.
Call you Kelly Midland.
NBA is perfect for him. Love it.
Oh,
love getting in live multiple times at NBA
bread
games.
And butter. We get tweets at Beating of the Book. We also get tweets. What did I just say? Cricket Man. The new schedule will require my adaptation, but so glad to hear the Bears again. Kelly's voice makes me smile. What's the
happy
Bears?
To be here.
What's the Bears?
I don't know.
I'm not going to speculate. Everybody asking for the tennis picks. Hope everybody got it. The Mandlik match about to start against Jabeur. Ryan Hyatt on a desert road listening to us this morning. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, appreciate that. This is Ted Henritzi. He said, hi, Gil. I'm at court 17 in the shade at the U.S. Open, so I can bet live with no delay. Shelby Rogers playing first match there. Allison Risk, I'm listening to your show now, but missed your U.S. Open pick, so we sent them to him as well. People listening to us from the venue.
What a beautiful thing. Sit there at the U.S. Open, watch some tennis, bet it on your phone now.
Can we talk about this for a second? Have you been to a U.S. Open? Have you
been
to a
it's night, on my bucket list.
Night match at a U.S. Open? Dude, starting next year, I've only been once. Happened to be the night that Marty Fish did a whole documentary about, which was fascinating. Oh, did you see the Untold Tim Donaghy yet?
No.
I'm like total stream of consciousness right now, I'm sorry. But we were supposed to do a podcast today, me, Sean Patrick Griffin, and Jimmy Baba Batista, one of the three co-conspirators along with Tim Donaghy. We were supposed to do that today. Jimmy Bautista wants to postpone it till next week. So for those who are tweeting about that and asking about that, that gets delayed. But nice having everybody at back to the U.S. Open thing, tweeting from the actual venue. And then Eric Biggio from William Hill, he says, enjoying the Cy Young talk this morning, gentlemen. Can we get any love for Framber Valdez ticket holders? When you putting them back up, Eric? When you putting up the Cy Young market again?
Yeah, he's got more insight into that than we do.
I know. I appreciate you tweeting us. Jason Weingarten knows Eric Biggio as well. Jason Weingarten at Spreadopedia. He's the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast, wherever podcasts are available. How you doing, Jason? What's up?
Pretty good. That's exciting. You got Sean Patrick Griffin. He's the authority on the scandal. Well, he knows it in and out.
He was on a numbers game last week with me. We did a podcast, Sean and I. We should actually get the old betting dork gaming the game podcast and retweet that. We did that in 2011. I was podcasting in 2011. It was awesome. It was like an hour plus. So we've kept in touch all these years. And so the Untold Tim Donaghy documentary, and by the way, Sean Patrick Griffin just thought it was horrific. Like, his worst fears were realized. And so he's been doing a tweet storm. But so we're going to do it with Bautista on the Beating the Book podcast next week. So I'm very pumped about that.
I have his other book right behind me there.
Which one is that? Oh, that's the
Black Brothers Incorporated.
Black Brothers Incorporated, about Philly police stuff, I believe it is.
Philly mob
stuff. Yeah, he was a Philly cop as well.
Yeah, he's good. He's smart.
He's tremendous, tremendous guy.
You don't get to be on my bookshelf if your book's not good.
You don't get to be. By the way, we have a close shot of Jason. Jason once sent us a photo. This is true of the rest of that bookcase. It's like a library.
Oh, it keeps going?
Oh, it like, yeah, it's like a wing. It curves.
There's three full bookshelves that you're only getting a piece of one.
It's phenomenal. Jason will text about certain passages in books.
The difference between Jason and me, who was scoffing at the idea of making it through all 330 pages of our college football guide. Quite a difference there.
It's a little different. Both valid, Kelly. Doesn't make him a better person than you. Eric Biggio, so our buddy at William Hill, just tweeted us. And so let's get to this AL Cy Young, because I know this is top of mind for you. Earlier on the show, I talked about this. So Verlander out now with the calf. Disruption was the word they were using. Fascial disruption. And now Shane McClanahan, before his start last night with the Rays, shoulder impingement. We have a disruption and we have an impingement. And what those two words mean for the Cy Young betting is that Well, if Verlander misses a few starts, and if Shane McClanahan, we really don't know what the story is. I mean, they're optimistic, but who knows? Then does it sort of come down to a Dylan Cease versus Shohei? Mano a mano, perhaps?
You know, I think if Verlander comes back, his lead is probably safe. But with the injuries to him and now McClanahan, the door is open. It's open for Cease. It's open for Otani, who starts versus the Astros this weekend. All of a sudden, that's a pretty big start. And then Framber Valdez absolutely has a much better chance of winning today than he did yesterday or last week. I tried to bet a little bit on Framber yesterday, but I was late. There were some 150-to-1s actually yesterday, still at like Camby.
Man.
I think we'll probably see 20 or 30 for Lucky now. He's a serious contender, but this market's really up in the air. I'm glad I'm not having to price it myself right now.
Well, it just shows you that, you know, as we say all the time, and we just did our Q3 thing, baseball season is interminable. Right? Like, I mean, it never ends. You think you know things, but there's so much runway. That's the word I always use. There's so much runway left, right, that things happen. Things, I believe.
And
the
most accidents happen on takeoff and landing, your runway analogy.
Jason Weingarten. Can you rack that? Rome would have said rack that right there, Kelly. I don't know what that means, but rack that. Most accidents happen on takeoff and landing. Jason Weingarten, ladies and gentlemen. What did you bet?
I mean,
yeah, no, go ahead.
I've just, you know, that's the thing, especially with pitching, is you don't know how you're going to get hurt, but you know these guys will get hurt. You know, and nobody can come and tell you, oh, and this start, this guy's going to get hurt after X amount of pitches or whatever. It just happens, you know. McClanahan went out, threw a bullpen, he's hurt. That's the way it is. You don't know if it's going to happen in May or it's going to happen in August, but it's going to happen to, you know, a large amount of pitchers outside your control. It could be DeGrom, it could be Chichi Gonzalez, but it's going to happen.
Shout out to Chichi Gonzalez, or he could have gone Hector Noesi there, but he went Chichi Gonzalez, the all-star team of fades in our lifetime betting baseball. Yeah, it's almost as if human beings, Jason, were not meant to throw baseballs at 100 miles per hour with the anatomy that we were given, or with torque, perhaps, you know, at that speed. That's what it makes. If you go back and you look at like the Nolan Ryan documentary, Facing Nolan, that Dave Check did, the fact that Nolan Ryan got to the age of 44 before anything happened to his arm, you know, like finally at 44, he's like, oh, my elbow feels funny. But like he got through a whole career. It's just lottery, right? It's incredible
it has to do with the type of pitches you're throwing. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's so much science behind it now. But I mean, it's just what you said, that the arm is not meant to throw a projectile 100 miles an hour, you know, 9 months straight.
What'd you bet today in baseball?
Not much. Another boring day. I thought, you know, I bet Baltimore, obviously, but, you know, really didn't see much on the board today. I did start betting some NFL futures. Got some fun stuff to talk about there if you want.
So that's where I was going next. All right. I was going to say what's your favorite bets that you have, but let's talk about what you just bet.
I got two bets that I really like at big numbers to start the year, because that's the way I start is, you know, taking the big stuff. First one is I bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to have the worst record in the NFL at 250-to-1. Because I think a lot of people look at Tampa Bay and see Tom Brady and Julio Jones, whereas I see a rookie head coach, a 45-year-old quarterback, an old wide receiver, a bad offensive line, you know. I see a lot of things that have to go right for Tampa to be good, and just a couple things that happen to go wrong for them to really spiral out of control quickly. I thought 250-to-1 was a, you know, a much too high price there. What do you think, Gil?
I totally get where you're coming from, right? I mean, that's the thing. We were talking about this yesterday. He is 45. Eventually, we're going to be right when we say, well, age finally caught up to him, right? Now, he's defied it for years and years and years and years, and he is a medical marvel. But yes, maybe this is it, especially with the offensive line injuries and retirements, the wide receiver injuries. Yes, like when it happens fast, right? The Peyton Manning thing at the end of his career really, you know, etched into our memories. Like, boy, when Peyton Manning stopped playing good football, boy, did he stop playing good football, right? He just fell off a cliff. We don't imagine that with Tom Brady, but it could happen. And so at 251, this is the point, right? It may not happen at all, but the point is that it's 250-1, and that's why you're betting it. Were this 20-1, you wouldn't.
No, absolutely. It's a numbers thing. It's 250-1, like you said.
Yeah.
The other one, also a numbers thing, offensive rookie of the year. You know, I saw some huge moves, George Pickens, Romeo Doubs. I think it's kind of crazy, a fourth round receiver having a 10-1 or 15-1 price. You know, years past, that would have been 100-1 still right now. I took Kevontae Turpin, 100-1, undrafted free agent on the Cowboys. He's getting some looks with the first team offense right now. They have open spots. You know, they have injuries to start the year, so they need somebody to step up. He was the USFL MVP last year, so you know I like to unearth those hidden gems.
I know you do.
Give me the USFL MVP at 100-1. That's my offensive rookie of the year pick. Don't take these wide receivers at 10-1. Those are horrible prices.
Anything else, or was that the last one?
That's about it to start. Okay. I bet Robert Tonyan to lead. Most touchdowns, you know, most touchdown receptions or something. Somebody's got to catch passes from Aaron Rodgers. But I think it's really interesting when you look at the NFC. I can't think of a time where we've had three quarterbacks all, you know, 35 plus as the top three, you know, favorites with the Rams, Bucks, the Packers. You know, somebody's going to get hurt. It's going to be an interesting season. I think
it's a great, you know, it's a great point. It's like Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. Like, this is such a historical anomaly. It doesn't usually work this way, where the old guys just get all the juice like this. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it very much. Jason Weingarten at Spreadopedia. NFL Week 1 bets next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This just in, it's football season, and bettors know that this is when the money's made. Nobody knows football like VSiN, and now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber and get our comprehensive college and pro guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. Our experts provide profiles of every team with advanced stats and power ratings. Plus, best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Sign up early, and for a discounted $175, you'll receive both guides and full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin is here as well. Kelly reeling because next segment, Todd Wishnev and Steve Fezzik will both join us. We'll talk to Steve eventually about some football thoughts. But they also have this weight loss challenge we've promised all summer. We get them together to update and talk about where they are in this. But you just caught a glimpse of both of them, and you are reeling.
Oh, I'm in shock. I saw the video of you guys playing tennis yesterday with Todd, so that one it wasn't as surprised. But yeah, man, those guys have lost some major weight.
It is something.
Very impressive.
It is something.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but man, I'm impressed.
It's all math to Todd. He's like, I'm taking in the. Well, we'll get to that next segment. Why spoil the fun? I spoil.
Yeah, he's going to get his head.
By the way,
man.
great of Todd to dress for the segment too. I noticed. Good God.
He's ready to go play tennis again, or he hasn't changed from yesterday. I don't know which is which.
It could be either. Yeah, we are supposed to go play tennis after this. Oh my God. Okay, so Week 1 National Football League. We intended to do this yesterday, but we got all wrapped up in Survivor that we were like, we'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, right now. So here it happens.
So here we are, Week 1 National Football League. Well, we're not here quite yet. This is that weird week where they replaced the fourth week of preseason with, how can I put this, nothing.
Yeah, a bye.
By the way, Felica texted. He was like, hey, speaking of what you guys were talking about, what's a better bet? Packers wild card, or what was it? What was the question they asked? He asked,
It was the same way I was looking at it for the Saints in the South, right? Yeah. So you could look at it, you know, Packers, what, to miss the playoffs? Is that what he was talking about?
No, it was Minnesota to win the division versus Packers to get in as a wild card. What's the better price? And that's exactly what we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Figure out that in any sort of calculus that you're doing.
Now, MGM was, I didn't notice many books that post have that to make it as a wild card team market posted. Mm-hmm. So, you might have to go to different shops to kind of get those bets down. But they were 3-1 on that, the Packers, to make it as a wild card team. And you're not, I don't think right now most places you're going to find the Vikings at that big of a price.
I don't want to get too excited here, but Elizabeth Manlick has a break point on Anshabor. 1-1.
Oh, wait, where are you watching this? On your computer?
That's just a score. I'm just watching a score. Listen, I know I'm doing a show, but I'm watching a score.
No, it's not. I thought you were looking down at the TV or something. I was like, it's actually on TV?
I mean, no, I'm not putting on the match because that would be too much while we're doing a show. But I might have one eye on a score.
I got you. All right, I got to do the same thing then.
She squandered one break point.
Let's go, Lizzie.
Let's go, Lizzo. All right, so here are my five. These are my five favorite week one bets thus far. And I wonder if this will be my five contest picks at this point. Obviously, we're talking about contests in a different light. But in terms of what is available to us now, the Browns are plus 120-ish on the money line against the Panthers at Carolina. Yes, no Deshaun Watson. But as we talked about yesterday with Drew, players 2 through 53 are awesome. And so I don't know that the Browns should be dogs. Break Manlick. Manlick up a break.
Let's go!
Sorry.
Let's go, Lizzie!
Sorry, we might be betting while we're doing a show. Sorry, everybody.
It happens.
Plus 445 dog. We make a special dispensation for parenthetical sides. Sorry. Browns, money line, plus 120.
I got a big old circle around them, Gil, for teaser leg in week one.
You like
we're,
oh, we're for
gonna
sure.
talk some teasers tomorrow, yeah. But this has got a big old teaser leg circle.
Well, that's the way. The Browns every which way. To me, and again, by the way, Baker Mayfield chirpy saying I don't want to quote him because that might be wrong. But like, why is he opening his mouth?
I don't know.
Has this guy learned anything?
Caught that too.
Way to go, Baker. Now you're totally getting your butts
right. I caught that too, and it's like, right? Like, what have you accomplished to talk trash about? And B, it's not like you're rolling in with the early '90s Cowboys team around you or
that's
something.
Correct.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's correct.
Have you looked at your roster?
This ain't the '91 Skins. Come on, stop it. So Browns plus 120. I love it more every day. Keep talking, Baker Mayfield. Keep talking. All right, Steelers plus 6.5. I know you just went on your rant about the Steelers earlier, so I hesitate to bring this up with you.
Yo, did you know that in Mike Tomlin's coaching career, he's never had a losing season? It's incredible.
I had not heard that. Thank God I came in this morning. Listen, it's the Steelers at the Bengals. I get it. The Bengals and AFC champions, defending AFC champions. But you know what? I'll take the 6.5 in a division game and tip of the cap if you can beat me there. Because the Steelers still have players on defense that are super solid. I'll take the 6.5.
Yeah, I think the only comment I have there is I wouldn't be surprised if you see a 7 pop at some point between now
right.
and next week.
That's correct. That's
now, as soon as it does, he'll probably get hammered back down. Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see a 7 pop on that game.
100%.
And a reminder for everybody from last year, I don't know why I remember this bet still, but week one last year, Steelers catching 6.5 going into Buffalo. And that ended up being an easy winner.
That was like the special teams touchdown.
I want to say
a defensive touchdown, as I recall. I could be wrong about the details, but it was something like that. You have yours coming up too, Kelly, right?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
All right. Chargers minus 3 against the Raiders. Yeah, I'll take that. Listen, the Chargers are – I am so bullish on them, it's not even funny. And I get it. There's a lot of people who grew up in San Diego who are now Chargers, you know, who have lifelong Chargers fans who hear me say this and they're like, oh, Gil, have you learned anything? This franchise never figures it out. This is the year, baby.
I'm pretty big on them, too, this year. Just looking around, that has moved to 3.5 most places. Or it's a juiced 3. So
get it while you can.
Yeah, get it while you can.
Chargers minus 3 was what I submitted to Kelly the other day. Vikings money line hosting the Packers. We're going to learn a lot about these two teams very early. But I'll take the home dog, and I'll take them on the money line to win it outright. Plus 114 on the Vikings. If not this year, Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins, then when?
Yeah, I mean, that's – I keep joking. It was joking on Primetime Action about this, Gil. Like, look, I've had a lot of Vikings preseason futures bets for about 4 years now, I think. So it is not unusual to see me have them again. But I'm higher on them this year than of the past few years for sure.
Yes.
I'm with you. If not now, then when?
And then here's the last one, which might be the most controversial, but this is nicely, you know, comes after what Jason and I were talking about last segment. I took the Cowboys on the money line against the Bucks. The Bucks are banged up, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this about the Cowboys. You're catching the Buccaneers at the perfect time. You got to win this game. So I got the Cowboys money line minus 101. Those are my five favorite bets week one.
Yeah, so those two, I would say the Browns, the Vikings, Cowboys, I have all circled as possible teaser legs for week one that I haven't played yet, but they're already circled. As far as the ones that I have played, and that Cowboys-Bucks one's interesting. I know Drew's real high on the under in that game. That total's starting to rise back up a little bit, too.
Which one, the Bills-Bucks game?
The Bucks-Cowboys.
I mean,
Bucks-Cowboys.
Bucks-Cowboys, yeah. Sorry, Bills-Rams.
So I'm seeing a 51 out there now. I don't know. The under, I might have to get in on that. I like where his head's at on that game as well. I've only made two. I got in on the Bills at laying two on that opening night game against the Rams. A lot of that I did make this bet when there was more of the Stafford elbow uncertainness kind of out there. But look, I think that's still fair heading into the season. There's obviously been some concern over his elbow for the past, you know, 6-7 months now. I'm interested to see how that team's going to look in week one. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out a little flat. And I think the Bills are the best team in the NFL, at least heading into the season. I think especially when we talked to Matt, talking about the quarterback consistency and what you're getting there on the team is such great points. So laying two, I like that week one. And then I put in a teaser. This is one teaser I've made already, which is kind of the no-brainer one. I'm sure a billion other people on the planet will have this week one. But laying two with the tease down the Colts, tease down the Ravens, at the Texans, at the Jets.
You know what I'm about to say, right? And what could possibly go wrong?
Possibly go wrong with road favorites teasing them down, Gil. I'm going to have, I don't know, like over under 5.5 teasers in week one. It's going to be right around there.
Vikings were like immediately when the week one games came out and the lines came out, everyone was like, Vikings and who else?
Yeah. Yep. So I think Vikings, Cowboys, Browns are all ones I'm interested in.
How great is it that football's here? Oh, my God. Just talking about it like this. Like we're about to have bets. Yes.
No, we're talking about like teasers, too. It's like, oh, God, I love it. Like, where can I match? Who can I match with who? Love it.
It's so great. By the way, I am a little surprised that of the two bets, you know, the teaser is the teaser. And again, what could possibly go wrong? But I am surprised that of all the games you immediately grabbed onto, it was the Bills, that opening Thursday night game against the Rams.
Yeah, again, I made that bet probably 2 weeks ago, you know, when we were hearing more about Stafford and they were kind of keeping him out of practice and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like it's been something that's been lingering since the spring. So, you know, Matt Brown and I were talking about it on Primetime Action. And said, hey, is this something that could maybe be lingering throughout the season or spike at certain times? Who knows? But I like the Bills already, so I'm okay laying the two in the opening night.
By the way, thank you to our buddy Matt Brown and Stormy Bonatoni. Had me on the first ever Final Countdown yesterday.
Saw that.
I was honored.
A couple great afternoon shows getting started up here at VEASAN.
Yeah, man. They're going to be awesome. Can't wait to listen to them today again. All right. We'll come back. Todd Wishnev and Steve Fezzik in studio to talk about their weight loss challenge. Oh, speaking about what could possibly go wrong. That's next. Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VEASAN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VEASAN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSIN.com.
I'm sure it's accurate.
Oh, my God. Can you just? Skill Alexander, everybody. Kelly Bidland is here as well, producer number 9. It is my distinct pleasure. That voice you just heard is that of, for those who are unfamiliar, the star of Showtime's docuseries from back in the day called Action, which apparently re-aired the other night, we found out.
It did.
It's Todd Wishnev, everybody, also the star of the Megapod. Thanks for dressing again for this, Todd. Appreciate it.
It's a very appropriate dress.
Todd Wishnev. And ladies and gentlemen, first time on the show, and we appreciate him coming in. Two-time, back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner, Steve Fezzik. How you doing, man?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Good.
I appreciate you coming in. So we'll get, by the way, Jabbour just broke back. Just want to throw that out there. We're back on serving the first.
Come on, Lizzie.
Come on, Lizzo.
Pick it up.
Sorry, guys. We have two voices at one time going on. We want to get some of your football thoughts later on. But we promised all summer we would get you guys together because Todd has been on a few times. And so it's always nice to have both of you, and because we don't just get Todd's perspective then in this case. So you guys have a weight loss challenge. Who would like to recap for everybody what the parameters were?
I'll recap it.
I'm sure you will.
Okay. So April 30th, I woke up 304.6 pounds.
Of this year.
Of this year. That's 123 days ago if you're scoring at home. On May 11th, 12 days in, I was 289. I was down already about 15 pounds. Called my friend Steve up over here, and I said, I want to make a bet. He weighed 227 that day, 62 pounds less. I said, I want to make a bet that between May 11th of this year and May 11th of next year, I can weigh less than you.
At any time.
At any time. But I'm 62 pounds behind, so I deserve some odds.
Did he know you were a professional weight fluctuator?
I believe he knows that. He didn't know that. Did you know that?
As an avid listener to VEASAN, I'm aware of the quote, Todd can drop weight like suitcases.
Okay, so he did know that. So the deal was, wanted to make sure he was going to say yes, so I took a really bad number plus 300.
Because crack was getting on.
I know, and crack was, look, I'm not as dumb as I look, crack. I obviously probably deserve closer to 8-1 down 62 pounds, but whatever. I wanted to make sure that this bet was going to happen, so I gave him 3-1 because Steve wants the edge. He always looks for the edge. So we bet 3,000 for 9,000.
3,000 if Steve wins, 9,000 goes to you if you win.
Right, if I can weigh less than him during this year. Now, the caveat is, if we both make it to 180, it's a push. But, however, if I stay below 185 and Steve goes above 185, I still win.
So your contention is, it's the caveat where you think you're going to, first of all, maybe you pass, but how much do you weigh right now again?
Now, the current weigh...
Just an answer, because we want to...
220.
220. Thank you, Steve. Steve, how much do you weigh?
200.
Okay. Are you having trouble getting below 200? Are you sort of...
Yes.
Todd!
So if we're counting, that's two interruptions. The over-under is 4.5. You need three more to catch.
It's well over pace. Yeah. All right. So, but 200, it's getting a little more difficult for you.
Significantly more difficult. However...
Yeah.
I have not gone like full naked and afraid, like don't eat for 3 days, extreme measures. So I fast maybe like once every 10 days, but I got a lot left in the tank if I need it.
Let me ask you a sincere question. Let's act like Todd is not here. Are you hearing footsteps?
Objects in the rear view mirror are much closer than they appear to be.
Yes.
This has gone, I'll be honest, this has gone from a rescue mission to a recovery mission. I no longer want to rescue the 3,000. Yeah. I just want to recover my 9,000. And we both push. You know, this is an indictment, though, of myself as a guy who always weighed around 230 and said, you know, I'm a little overweight. I need to lose a few pounds. I'll get to it. How embarrassing it is, the health implications of me being 40 pounds lighter has to be worth six figures.
So, yes. So this is, and so that's the charge that you often, first of all, for this weight loss challenge, one of the, you know, our buddy Las Vegas, Chris, I'll just use him because we all know him, but he's a little worried. He says, oh, it's unhealthy that they're losing weight this quickly. Your response to that, though, Todd, is?
My blood sugar was going off the charts, and now I'm not even on any medications, and my blood sugar is normal. Should I lose slower? Should I try to get healthy slower?
Okay, there's no need to get all
upset. No, I'm upset.
I observed Todd consumed on a volume basis more food than anyone that I saw in the South Point Cafe last night. They just didn't have any calories in them.
So
he's most certainly
salad.
Eating.
Yeah. You know what I observed him doing? Talking the wait staff's ears off for like 45 minutes before we can order anything. Right? That's the other thing.
Well, I had to make sure there was no oil on
that broccoli. Three, you've got two more to
I want to make
cash.
Sure it's steamed and not sautéed and all that.
So, I wanted steamed broccoli. Sorry.
It's sort of dawning on you. I like this humility about it. It's sort of dawning on you that you might not have made a solid wager here with a guy like this who is just, this is his, he's a Hall of Famer in this category.
Well, this is the rare negative EV bet monetarily that actually was a huge solid plus EV for lifestyle and for where I'll be at. So even if I lose the bet, which is, it's possible if I get injured, can't exercise, but I still think it's a win-win. And I'll say this, Todd and I text each other almost every morning with a weight update and the like, and I would encourage everyone out there to do this. It's like I've employed him to be my weight management partner in this.
I love that. And honestly, the biggest thing is that you guys both feel better. You guys are healthier now, despite the speed at which you are doing this. By the way, I'm doing it too at a really glacial pace. I think I've lost 15 pounds in 5 months?
Dude, I'm only down 85 pounds in 123 days.
Oh my God. So, but that's the thing. And so, And you guys are going to play, we're going to play tennis after this. So how much exercise are you doing in all this? I know you're watching what, I assume you're watching what you eat. But, and if you go to a gym, the sort of the, you know, the thing that they tell you, if they're being honest, is it's really about what you eat. That that it's 80-90% is what you put in your body.
My son did that exact study for, he did a school project. So it's 80%, 20%. But I explained to him, I said, I think that's skewed because what happens is that, that's just weight loss, all right? So if you come in looking like a large pear and you eat well, you will lose weight and you'll look like a smaller pear. But if you want to be proud about how you look,
yes,
I would actually advocate more of a 50-50.
Because, and Todd, can you add to that as to how, because exactly what Steve is saying is true, if you want to, if you care about how you look, because one of the things about just doing weight loss from your level is that you do have skin.
Oh yeah, well there's nothing you can do about the skin. Once you've lost over 100 pounds yeah. five times, you can lift for now until eternity.
Still not gonna
You're going to have
that.
To do the surgery. But like I was at your gym yesterday lifting weights, you know, yep. because a lot of me looks great. You know, like yes. the arms, shoulders, stuff like that. But I'll just say, I was almost thinking about doing a weight loss coaching program for people because I would be fantastic. Dude. A couple texts a day with people. There I've are... already done it for free for a lot of people, and I really would be awesome at that. So
you
if there are people out there interested and want to change their life, you know, I really could help them.
You could. You are awesome at this. I just hope I don't see you on the way up.
Look, it could happen. The longest I've ever stayed down was 2.5 years when I lived in LA and between 2011 and 2014. And I was on a very similar regimen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept it off for that time. And I'm going to do it hopefully again with the aid of my cheat day. Once this bet is over, we will reinstitute cheat day, a holiday every single week.
Okay, I love it because it's relatable because everybody listening to the show likes to make side bets on stuff. I'd actually like to jump in here and bet on... on this horse over here, Todd Wisnett.
Is there anybody who wants to make bet
yeah,
more
the
money?
Yeah, the numbers have moved dramatically.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little late.
I mean, there were people who said he won't even get to 230.
Breakpoint, Mandlik. Breakpoint for Lizzie.
I've heard Pick'em thrown out now for Todd Nice challenge
oh,
here.
Yeah.
And the money's coming Wishnev. The sharp money is Wishnev.
Okay,
but the extra 14 pounds of skin you're
Yeah, see, I'm probably carrying 10 to 14 pounds of extra skin. So in fact,
how I know.
If I have to I showed Gil the skin action.
Not only did you show me, I braved it.
He braved it.
I put my hand there and then he plopped it on me.
Yeah, well, I mean it wasn't anything, you know. No. That sounds salacious.
Too
but,
much
you know.
Information.
Break Elizabeth Mandlik. Break.
There we go. She got back.
On set on her racket. Okay.
By the way, speaking of which, Naomi Osaka took it in the teeth last night because Gilly Ice had Danielle Collins. I bet with him. I never win the bets when I'm with Gilly, and then he wins every other bet that I'm not with Gilly. And last night, I'm with him on Danielle Collins. Naomi Osaka needs to get on my weight program. That woman
okay,
is a little thick in the middle.
Okay, Todd. We almost made it through the segment without incident. We were so close.
You know, we talk about betting techniques, and so how can we employ us to make money betting sports? So Todd and I are texting each other at 6:30 a.m. You know, it's not a bad idea to have other sharp better that you just coordinate first thing in the morning and say, hey, I'm looking at playing some Oriole Magic and some Giants. What do you think? You know, just to have two sharp minds are better than one.
Are better than one.
Especially
absolutely.
Early in the day. And we talked about this before. And I think you've come around to like if you're going to be a serious baseball player and you're not a syndicate betting 100,000, you know, it's so much easier to win betting the overnights now, especially with the market 100%. So sharp.
100%. Steve, will you share some football thoughts with us after the break?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Steve Fezzik and Todd Wishnev. You may have heard Todd during that segment. We'll talk about that. Oh, and Todd and I want to ask you a betting question about tennis between him and I that we want to settle. We'll do
that as
well.
We're going to get in tennis right now.
Okay, Todd. After the break, Numbers Game Visa, the sports betting...
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all the legs of the parlay hit but one, You'll get your stake back in free bets up to $25. Log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of the offer all season long. Just opt into the one-game parlay insurance promotion, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any Major League Baseball game. And if you miss only one leg on your wager, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada, New York, or Washington, D.C. Kelly, are we really doing this? Oh, no. Are we really doing this? Okay, we're going to, we just, this is, Kelly, are you taking full responsibility for this?
Yeah.
Kelly Bidlin, producer number 9.
Full it's a weight loss bet, right?
It's a weight loss bet.
Okay. We just got to get Todd to understand he doesn't have a microphone.
We also have to get Todd to understand there's a time limit. There we go. Oh, I thought he was, okay, thank God. I thought he was doing something
else. No, yeah, no.
All right, I almost had a heart attack.
Okay, now I know what you were thinking.
Oh, my God. You gave me, by the way, Jabor broke back.
We just wanted people to see what it looks like to lose 85 pounds in 123 days.
It's a family show, Todd.
I'm glad that's all we wanted to see.
Okay.
Okay. Last thing before we get to Steve on football. So we played in California this weekend. We played here in Vegas. In five sets, I got 24 points off you. So basically for every—
Lost every set 6-0.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
You've played nine. So for every 5 points you got, I got 1 point. You've played, and we track this, 950 hours of tennis over the last 3 years.
April of 2020.
I've played 0.0.
Right.
I'm coming off the Achilles injury where I don't chase after every ball because I'm mentally tweaked.
Right.
The question for the audience is, am I that bad, or is the fact that I got 1 point to every one of your five, given that history, do you actually suck and I'm just an athletically superior human being?
Well,
that's the question.
That would be a great point, but when I was 290 and we were playing with Mike Palm in the LVI and Jeff Parles, I was even beating you at 290.
Yeah, I don't remember it that way.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Whatever. And then we have the scores.
Steve is playing you. And what's the over-under on Steve's points today?
Okay, I played Steve last year at 270 when I came to sign up for the contest, and I believe he didn't get many points. I'm going to say in a 6-0 set, which he will for sure lose 6-0, the question will be, I think we should put the over-under at 3.5 points. That's where I think the over-under should be.
Okay, you agree to that?
I think that's a good number.
Okay, 3.5 points. Steve, you are a two-time, back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner, so you're the perfect person to ask this question of. If you have limited funds, let's say you're out here listening to this show and you're like, I want to get in a contest, but I don't know if I should do Millions. I don't know if I should do Survivor. Which is the better way to go? What would you say to that?
So I'd evaluate everything based just upon expectations. So this is not utility. Utility-wise, you want to play in both because it's fun and you get entertainment. But let's throw that aside. Let's make money here. I would look towards the contest that's going to have the overlay. I'd wait to the last possible moment, and let's say Millions has a 20% overlay, so they don't get the 6,000, they only get 4,800 or so. I would strongly encourage to put all the money into the Millions first, the first three entries, and then only then go to Survivor. Now, one thing I want to flip this around. You have a 20% overlay in this example and none in the Survivor. What happened if there was no overlay in Millions, but there was a 20% or 25% rake in Survivor? Mm. Isn't it interesting? Even though the numbers work out exactly the same, no one's going to pay that 25% rake.
Right.
But yet when offered a 25% rebate, people choose to skew that, even though it's really the same analysis.
Interesting. Okay. By the way, this is just terrible. We were up a break. We were two sets away from the set.
You can't blame me.
Two points away from the set, and now Jabor broke back, and now Jabor 2 points away from the set. Ah, brutal. Okay. Steve, your thoughts here. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your sort of pre-flop NFL thoughts heading into this season. Give us an example of something that you are sort of contrary to the market on, or maybe just contrary to conventional wisdom, anecdotally, what you've heard.
So the number one thing, I bet season wins. I don't like the needle in the haystack bets. Personally, I do much better just betting season wins. An object in motion tends to remain in motion in season wins, meaning when sharps start betting something, Tampa Bay under, Dallas under, Detroit over, Las Vegas over, the movement tends to continue. So if you agree with those bets, you got to get on them fast, maybe bet derivatives and the like, matchups, Dallas against a college football team, et cetera. But if you don't agree with the move, wait until the very last minute. We talked about that with Las Vegas. I think we're going to get under nine. Hard Knocks. Everyone loves Detroit. Doesn't matter they got a bad coach. Doesn't matter they don't have a quarterback. Everyone's betting that team because they see them each and every week. So bet right before post. But I love when I see a reversal, when I see money was coming in all summer against a team like the Atlanta Falcons. That would be my contrarian pick. Then all of a sudden, wait a minute. Mariota looks good. He looks healthy. He's running the ball. Falcons are down from 5.5 at open to 4.5, but now money's coming in on the over. Now you have to pay like -140 on the over. I think Atlanta over 4.5, -140 is a great contrarian play because the market has just reversed, and I agree with the reasons for it.
Mm. And I like Mariota.
I do too, actually.
Mariota is sneaky good.
Yeah.
When he was on the Raiders recently, he was decent.
Well, when he had his moments. Yeah, yeah. When he got to play, right.
By the way, he could be good. Why not?
Shibor just won the first set.
I remember him running in a playoff game for the Titans for a touchdown.
Yes. That was what a bad beat that was, that Titans game, Mariota game.
But that's a remember when we had Ryan Chiefs. Fitzpatrick coming in for the Dolphins that one year, and me and you were on every week, and I kept saying, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not as bad as people think he is. And for week after week, they covered.
Well, we do get that in football, right? People run away with a narrative, and you're like, who were we saying that about yesterday? I can't remember. We brought up something and we're like, people just want to think, oh, there's Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins, right? Like when you say Kirk Cousins, you just feel like people immediately think, oh, Kirk Cousins, he's not that good. But it's like, is he like really? Are we going with that Kirk Cousins can't have this spectacular season with Minnesota? I just think people run away with
it. But I don't like Kirk Cousins.
Well, maybe
that's
not.
Because
maybe.
Every time you watch him on prime time, he costs you money because he's terrible. And then you forget all those 10 a.m. games that he's really good.
He's really good in. Do you agree, Steve, with what we were talking about earlier? And I've talked about a number of times on a numbers game, but we had Matt Buchalter from Plus EV Analytics on today. And he, without really necessarily listening, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but he was quantifying how great alt season win totals are. Do you delve in that market at all?
I hit all markets. In general, I think every optional betting alternative is good and that you'll do better. I think it's overrated, and let me explain why. Because like in season wins, if you have outs everywhere, you're going to be able to get such a good number because you've got 20 different books to shop. Example, Cleveland Browns. When the Watson news hit, you could play under 9.5 at DraftKings. You could play over 8.5 even money at Circa at exactly the same time. This isn't a forecast. This is just volatility of the markets, uncertainty. The problem with the alternative totals, in my opinion, is just that there's only like 3 or 4 shops deal it. So when you're shopping, you don't get nearly the value as you would where every book has a season win on the mainstream number. So you can get better value that way.
What sport do you bet the most these days? What is your bread and butter? Or is there even an answer to that?
NFL, because of all the proposition bets and the like, there's just so much product to be able to play that it's not unusual that you can just, like, I'll give you a best bet. Week 2, Tampa Bay is at New Orleans. The Saints are still catching 3. There's no way the Saints can be catching 3. And the Saints are +160 on the money line. I'm not sure that line's not going to go off pick 'em, but at worst case, it'll be 3. So in college football, I can't bet games that are
in advance,
other than a few select games of the year. So that's a big advantage that the NFL has. Come college basketball, live betting college basketball is probably my very favorite and most profitable.
Me too.
Live. Don wished that everybody.
Me three.
In case you forgot he was here. He was getting a little antsy that he hadn't been on.
Well, I had no airtime in about 7 minutes. What's going on? You need the entertainment part as well.
Well, we see you're coming. Yes. You might be back tomorrow. Steve's not going to be back
tomorrow. I'm not entertained.
Dude, I love listening to Steve's, penciling it all down.
Are you not entertained?
I am entertained, actually. I do like Steve's, analysis and everything. And, whatever.
Listen, I want to thank both of you for hanging out because we did promise all summer we're gonna sort of update this. So that's where it stands. Todd is coming like a freight train on the weight loss. But in either case, whatever the outcome is, you both feel great. You both are doing a lot better health-wise.
Dude, I keep telling Steve, I'm like the Wisconsin offense against Ball State. They run for 3 yards, they run for 4 yards, they run for 5 yards. In the fourth quarter, they gash them. And Steve is getting tired.
Remember
his defensive line is getting tired, and huge holes are opening.
Remember when they all bet Bowling Green down to pick them in that one Wisconsin game? What was that? Was like 15 years ago, and Wisconsin wins by 20.
Every time he texts me in the morning, I go, Steve, your defensive line is tiring.
Gentlemen, thank you. I really do. I appreciate you both coming in. Thank you so much. Our pro tip of the hour, again, what I said earlier, we've said it many times on a numbers game before. You can only win a Super Bowl with a Hall of Fame quarterback or a quarterback overperforming on a rookie deal where then you can pay everybody out.
Or Trent Dilfer.
Optimally. We're doing a pro tip, Todd. We're doing a bit here.
Okay, my fault.
That is your pro tip of the hour.
Over 4.5 cash is interruptions.
We do one every hour on Visa across every show.
What about my tip?
Most of them not interrupted. So that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, of course, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.